We're working and trying to take every step possible because I know how important it is to Greencastle fishermen in relation to the haddock and that access within the 12-mile zone, and also to fishermen in relation to the squid fishery. And listen, as I've said to you before, the 2013 agreement has no bearing whatsoever on this, on the status of Rockall. What the 2013 agreement did, as I said to you earlier on, I think you accept this, Rockall has been always within the 200-mile zone of British waters. What we contest is that they should have no 12-mile exclusive zone, which is acceptable under international standards where you have an inhabited island that's owned by a country, but this is not inhabited. So we dispute totally the fact that you should have a 12-mile zone. But what happened back in 2013 was simply there was a grey area that ran from north of Inishowen out into the sea along the 200 miles gap lying between ourselves and the UK, and there was a few mile in that whereby both navies managed and oversaw that grey area. Both came in and managed it. And they simply drew a line up the middle of that in the 2013 and said to remove the grey area. But Rockall is many, many miles north of that. It wasn't relevant to that piece at all. But listen, I accept we've been working hard on this. It means a lot for our Greencastle fishermen. It means a lot for fishermen who do the squid.
Thank you, Minister.
And we continue to engage to try and find to get access again to that traditional fishery that we would have fished.